Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Feel good this winter by getting the flu vaccine at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Now, the European Central Bank's Governing Council meets today to decide if it will continue to increase interest rates as part of its efforts to bring inflation down. The bank, you know, has increased interest rates after 9 consecutive meetings since July of last year. Sean Keyes, finance correspondent at The Currency, is on the line now. So is the ECB going to give it one last rattle today?
Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen. That's what the market expects to happen, another quarter of a point rise. The good news, though, is that this is probably the last one. The market is expecting that rates will peak towards the end of this year, and thereafter in the following years will gradually drift back down again.
Drift being the operative word, though, because they tend to come down very, very slowly after something like this.
Exactly. They're not going to fall anywhere nearly as fast as they rose. They went from essentially 0 to 4, and we're going to peak at around 4 at the end of this year. But the bad news is, so the good news is that the increase time is over, but they're going to fall back to something like 3. So, you know, we're not going back to the old days of incredibly cheap loans and low interest rates. Mm-hmm.
So people who are on tracker and variable rates will be waiting, looking through their fingers for this news today, because it's been a really tough time. But if the announcement is made today, as you expect, how quickly then does that start to impact what people are repaying in their mortgages?
Well, I mean, it depends on the provider. I know AIB has decided that it's not going to pass the rate rise across to its tracker customers directly, instantly. Let's say they're giving a moratorium on it. What we're talking about here, of course, is the ECB rate, which is the sort of the central rate set in Frankfurt. What the banks then do with that is sort of up to the individual banks. So there's not a direct one-to-one relationship between what the ECB does and what the banks do.
Mm-hmm. Just looking at what AIB said, it's just for the mortgages that transferred from Ulster Bank to AIB, and it's a deferral as opposed to it not happening at all.
That's right. And it's in reaction to, a mistake that they made earlier on, where they sent out letters in error and sort of distressed customers. So I think they're trying to make up for their earlier misstep.
Do you think, given what we've seen with inflation and questions over whether this strategy was working, that, Sean, this decision is one of the more difficult ones for the ECB?
I think at this point, they've been... They're continuing in the same groove as they have. I think the hard point will be when they actually have to change course. I mean, if you think about how the ECB is run, there's a kind of an executive group of 6 sort of senior people, but then there's this huge group of other governors, and they all have to get consensus. So it's very difficult to sort of convince people and to change people's minds of such a big, huge, big, large group of people who have to agree on things. I think that the difficult point will be, as I said, at the end of this year, when they've got to collectively change course and change their mind and say, okay, from now on, we think the risk is that the European economy is too weak. We've got to start cutting rates. And I think that's yet to come.
Mm-hmm. Because for us here, we saw that increasing mortgage rates was fueling inflation.
Well, yeah, it does in a certain sense, in a kind of an accounting sense. But in the bigger sense, the way interest rates rises work is they kind of take money out of the economy, and they basically kind of suck demand out of the economy. And so even though it's hard to observe directly, you can't exactly see how what this decision made in Frankfurt feeds through to the price of your bananas. But in a very roundabout and complicated way, it does. And so the idea is, once they start lowering rates again, once inflation dies off, I say, in the coming year, there will be no longer such a need to keep raising rates.
All right, Sean, we'll wait for the news from the ECB. But thank you very much, Sean Keyes there from The Currency. Coming up in the next hour, Minister Roderic O'Gorman will be here to talk about the challenges of dealing with childcare and also housing refugees. Now, though, it's time to go to the newsroom and Brian Jennings.